Hi, once again, I'm Dennis Hooper, the chair of the HOA Board Candidate Nominating Committee this year. We now have the pleasure of meeting with John McDonnell, and he would like me to read the questions he's going to answer. First would be, could you tell us a little about your life before moving to Shadow Hills? Then it's, what made you decide to call Sun City Shadow Hills your home? Next would be, what have you been doing while at Sun City Shadow Hills? And last, why do you want to be on the HOA board? John?
Thanks, Dennis. As I've always stressed to everybody who volunteers here, I greatly appreciate your time for doing this, and I think it's a great thing for our community. Hello, homeowners of Sun City Shadow Hills. I'm John McDonnell. Many of you know me as Big John. I have run both J.S. McDonnell Construction and J.S. McDonnell Construction Incorporated for over 30 years. Inside that business, I also have a locksmith company and a land and management property company. I'm also a licensed realtor. My integrity and reputation in my professionalism and treating people fairly with respect has always been my priority. I will bring my approach and skills with me to this board. Business management, contract negotiations, personnel and financial management, building and landscape design, and leadership, with a personal touch, are my qualifications to help lead this community. To me, a board member is just another homeowner, along with four other homeowners who has been elected by other homeowners to use best efforts to arrive at necessary decisions with benefit to the community as a whole, with respect to the common elements and amenities to which we all contribute. These are our homes, our vacation homes, and our castles, and they are ours to use so long as we follow reasonable rules and fairly and reasonably interpret provisions of our governing documents. We purchased our homes here, and we did not agree to leave our freedoms and our rights outside the gates, and did not agree to have someone decide how to act, what to say, what words to use, and what uses we could make of our personal homes, and to substitute their views for ours, so long as we act reasonably with decorum. I will tell you a bit more about me and my background and what I've been doing here at Sun City Shadow Hills. I joined the United States Army in 1981 while in high school, and I'm proud to have served my country. I was a member of the United States Army Rangers at Fort Benning, Georgia. I finished service in 1990 when I returned to my family and met my wife, Colleen, who I've been married to for over 30 years. I am a father of two sons, Cameron, 29, who is currently serving in the U.S. Army, and Brett, 26, who graduated from the University of Arizona and is now traveling the world. I learned many personal and leadership skills during my military service. I have volunteered on the boards of Little League Baseball, American Youth Soccer Organization, and Homeowners Associations, where for 12 of 15 years, I was on their board of directors overseeing building maintenance, construction, landscape development, and infrastructure repairs. I volunteered with local police departments for DUI checkpoints and stings. I am a law and order guy who believes that reasonable rules need to be enforced fairly and reasonably with a strong dose of fairness. One of my favorite and fulfilling volunteer experiences was as the president of the United States Army Family Readiness Group. This program was run by the Pentagon down through the branches of service. This allowed me to travel all over the United States, also to Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. My role was providing soldiers and their families in times of great need. While a soldier was deployed, we could help the spouses and families with all of their needs in living under a deployment. I was very honored to receive numerous awards after serving with them. While living here in our community, I have continued doing contract and handyman work. I really enjoy getting to know so many residents personally, because I need to come into your homes and make those improvements and make our community more beautiful. I offer these skills to you here for our HOA. This last year has reminded me how, when there are families in need, you don't push them away, put them under the fear of invasion of their privacy within their own homes, or constantly threatened with being cited, called to hearings, or fined. We listen, we guide, we search for alternate reasonable solutions, and we do unto others as we would have them do unto us, and then we move on. I don't believe that we should be looking out our windows to find people in violations of rules or driving around in our car taking pictures of people hoping to find them in some arguable violation, or finding someone who is confused, stressed, or injured and yelling at them instead of assisting them. And I do not believe it is either necessary or appropriate exposing private letters or emails to the world because I might not like what they had to say or the terms they used out of frustration. This is not how you unite a community in a time of stress or lead people to better actions and decisions. Of course, we need a board to keep us on a firm financial footing, but at the same time values and considers your opinions with compassion and an open mind. We need a board which is open to suggestions, even if those suggestions don't necessarily track with any particular board member thinks is how things should be done. We need a board which keeps our neighborhoods beautiful and keeps our expenses reasonable, but of equal importance, we need a board which is friendly. The voice that you will hear coming from me will be for the community, not for myself. So basically, what I am offering is a change in approach, a change in atmosphere, a board which exhibits some humility. If you support my vision of Sun City Shadow Hills and would like to see a change in approach, please support my campaign. And I also ask you to consider Moira McLeod Foster, who I know shares my views. Again, I ask you, are you happy with this current board? Do you like the micromanagement by our current president of everything? We have a management company with competent employees who we pay handsomely to handle the day-to-day functions of our HOA. And although the board should set general guidelines and monitor performance, we should not leave it to one board member or even a majority of three to decide and overregulate all things, including the private use and enjoyment of our homes. If you think, like I do, and many others who have already indicated their support, it may indeed be time for a change. Sometimes you have to change the people in order to change the atmosphere and approach. The job of a board member is to make things better, not force their opinion as final. We live in a country that gives us the opportunity of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. I know the last year at Sun City Shadow Hills didn't seem that way. We felt like we were living in a compound where our board was the judge, jury, and extreme finer. The incumbents talk so much about their experience being an asset that they bring back to the board. Wow. Wow, wow. Do we really want to go through that experience again for another 730 days? I don't think so. Please remember, if you want to know anything about me, anything at all, ask me directly. So please get out and vote, and let's make a change together. I'd like to close with a salute to U.S. Air Force Airman who we lost yesterday, Robbie Robson. I love you, man, and you will be missed. To his wife, Jill, I'm there for you if you need me. Thank you for your time, and have a wonderful day.
Thank you, John, for taking the time to do this podcast today, and good luck.